Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there. Happy Monday. Thank you for coming back and joining me on the podcast again. Anyways, exciting announcement. We are gearing up for the 6th anniversary of me starting this business and starting helping other women start their freelance business. I can't believe I've been doing this for, this will be our 6th year. It seems like there's no way I could have been doing this for 6 years. Seems like that's insane. But I guess I have an 8-year-old and I don't know, just crazy. Anyways, every year to celebrate the anniversary of the program and me starting to help others, we do a huge anniversary sale. And that anniversary sale is coming up. So before we dive into today's interview, where you'll get to meet Stacey Hansen and hear kind of an update and catch-up episode, Stacey started her business a while back. She was on the podcast and shared her getting started story back in, I think it was like 2021. She came on and she is back this week to kind of give us an update on what's been happening in her business since she was last on. And I've been loving doing these kind of catch-up episodes with former LFA students who've already been on the podcast to help show you the longevity and sustainability with freelancing, as well as to see how it can grow and change and just really mold into whatever you need it to be right now with future seasons of life that may come your way, and how freelancing just seamlessly complements kind of like the life you want to live while bringing home the income your family needs. It's incredible. So excited for you to dive in and catch up with Stacey with me. But first, before we do that, the Live Free Academy anniversary sale. So the sale will kick off on September 11th. But if you want early access, we have early access happening starting September 8th. So that is this Friday. If you want to sign up for early access, you can go to michaelaquinn.com/anniversary. We'll also link to that in the show notes descriptions. If you're on the early access waitlist, you will have access to exclusive bonuses only to those who sign up for early access. So if you've been wanting to enroll in the Live Free Academy, you've been meaning to or waiting for a sign, here is your sign. Now is the time to enroll. The anniversary sale kicks off September 11th, but early access is this Friday, michaelaquinn.com/anniversary. If you want to have access to the exclusive bonuses just for early access people, as well as early access to the $500 savings on the program. So that being said, if you're like, oh shoot, now's the time where I need to really dive in and decide if this is what I want to do. I need to really dive into what freelancing is and if this is for me. If that is you, if you're like, yes, I need that, come to my live workshop. I'm hosting one on September 11th to kick off the anniversary sale at noon Central Time. You can sign up for that at michaelaquinn.com/live. We'll talk about all the who, what, why, how of freelancing. You'll walk away from that call with your plan to start your freelance business working 20 hours a week while matching your income. So super, super awesome workshop, free training you can sign up for. It'll help you decide if freelancing is what you want to pursue. You'll have a chance to ask me any questions as well on that call. And yeah, so two options for you. Either you know you want to enroll. If that's you, go sign up for early access, michaelaquinn.com/anniversary. If you're like, okay, shoot, now's the time where I need to dive in to focus on what freelancing is and see if this is for me, join me in the live workshop, michaelaquinn.com/live. All right, guys, thanks for being here. As always, super excited for you. If you're on the fence about enrolling in the program, please reach out to me this week, next week. The sale will end on September 18th at midnight. So between now and September 18th, if you even are the slightest bit interested, reach out to me this week. Listen to all of the student success stories on the podcast. If you want a specific episode recommendation, let me know a little bit more about your background and I'll send you over some episodes so you can hear from women who are at a very similar spot to where you were. Learn how they got started, what it was like enrolling in the course, working through the course, getting the first couple of clients, and what life is like now as a full-blown freelancer. And any questions, any concerns, reach out to me this week. All right, now let's go touch base with Stacy. Stacy, welcome back to the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on again.
Yes, I'm so excited. It's been, gosh, like over a year and a half since we probably well over that because your episode went live in December of 2021. Your first kind of, here's how I got started freelancing. Here's, you know, what my life looks like now as a freelancer.
Yeah.
That went live in December of 2021. And it's now been a year and a half. So welcome back. So excited you're back on. Let's kind of just start for maybe those who haven't gone all the way back to the archives to hear your episode, episode 192. Just give us the quick commercial of kind of who you are, what you did prior to freelancing, and what it was like.
Yeah. So I started my freelance business back in January of 2021. Prior to that, I was a dental hygienist, and I had become a stay-at-home full-time mom. I had at that time, a 2.5-year-old daughter and then a 1-year-old son. And I was just kind of lost in the world of motherhood and trying to figure out how I can stay at home with my kids, you know, raise them, be there for everything that they have going on, but then also at the same time, have something for myself outside of motherhood that, you know, had me feeling fulfilled. And really, at the end of the day, it was something I could look forward to doing outside of that. So I looked into different things I could do and I found your course and I decided to dive on in. So I started as a virtual assistant. And then as we spoke on the last episode, I, at the end of it, had stated I was looking to possibly go into podcast management just based on some experience I had gotten through my virtual assistant clients. And I did dive into podcast management fully. And now I am a podcast manager. So yeah, that's kind of the quick rundown of where I'm at now.
Yeah. So you were already a stay-at-home mom when you decided to start your business, right?
Correct.
Yes, guys. If you are a stay-at-home mom, and maybe it's not so much like motivation of I need to make money right now to replace my income, go back and listen to episode 192 with Stacy, because we had that conversation of kind of some of the struggles of being a stay-at-home mom and wanting to do something and kind of finding out and navigating that. So if that's you, you will probably really connect with Stacy's initial episode. Go listen to that. And then, of course, listen to this to kind of fast forward. You started in, you said, January of 2021.
Yes.
So we're coming up on, it'll be 3 years. Mm-hmm. You've been in business for 2.5 years. That's amazing.
I know. It's crazy. I was just thinking about the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, some days it feels like it's been that long and other days it feels like it went really fast. So
yeah,
it's fun to see how much you can change in that amount of time.
Yeah. So walk us through, because a lot of people that are established and already freelancing, you know, they might be at that point of wanting to pivot. Walk us through kind of how you landed on what you wanted to pivot into, how you kind of knew it was time.
Yeah. So a couple things went into that decision. So as a virtual assistant, I worked with a couple different clients that a couple of them had podcasts. So I would work on the behind the scenes of their podcast, whether it be editing or uploading, whatever goes into that. And then I also had some subcontracting roles that I did on podcast management teams just to help them. One was to prep for maternity leave and different things like that, that really kind of gave me the insights into podcast management and what's involved, if I liked it. And I'm very much a like project focused person. I like the implementation of things and not so much the creative side. I'm more of the doer than the creative mind. And so podcast management fits perfect for that because you get to do all those post-production things. So I learned doing those things for those clients. It's something I really enjoyed. So I wanted to look more into it. I felt that I was doing a great job with it. I got good feedback. And so I was kind of at a point where, you know, starting as a virtual assistant is great because you can get so much exposure to different things. But I was also kind of hitting a wall as far as income and how much, you know, you can make. There is kind of a cap with virtual assisting, unless you're more of like that executive role type of thing. So I kind of, you know, I was at that limit and I wanted to shift and wanted to be more focused on things, have higher packages and less work or less clients. And so I found a podcast manager course with Lauren Wrighton. I took that and I already had kind of the technical skills down from doing all the other projects, but just kind of learning all the ins and outs of the podcast industry was really helpful into being successful with that business. So that's kind of how that transition looked as far as when I knew it was right and what kind of made me do it.
So what did it look like logistically then of you decided to kind of pivot into the podcast manager role? Did you kind of cut all your clients and start from scratch? Did you do kind of like a staggered approach? How long did it take from like realizing you wanted to pivot to really get to a place where your business was out of the virtual assistant role and in the like, I'm a podcast manager role?
Yeah. So I kind of had this, it's kind of a blessing in disguise at this point, but a moment in my business where I kind of had some clients that just kind of went different directions in their businesses. One was starting a maternity leave, so she was kind of pausing services at that time. And it just left me with one virtual assistant client. And so I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, now's the time. Because I don't have, you know, clients I need to let go of or figure out how we're going to transition those. And so it kind of just was the ultimate time to do it. It just worked out for me. And I just said, if I'm going to do it, this is the time. I actually held on to one virtual assistant client who I'm still with. I'm in a virtual assistant role with her still, but more like operations role. It's kind of muddy waters, I guess, but good muddy waters. And so I'm still with her. So that's awesome. I've been able to grow with her and, you know, gotten referrals for podcasting from her as well. So it's been a benefit. I mean, I really enjoy working with her. So, but other than that, all the other ones kind of left on their own, you know, agreements. And it was just kind of the perfect time to transition.
Yeah. No better time than the present when you're like, yeah. It sucks when clients, you know, have to cut ties and it's not necessarily your choice, but sometimes it's a blessing of like, okay, I was just gifted the gift of time. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to pivot my business and now I have the time and space to do that. So how long did it take to find like replacement clients in the podcast manager role?
Yeah. So looking back, I think I started, if I remember right, the podcast manager program in August of 2022. And at that time, I think I completed the entire course. And then I had a client, let's see, December, January, by January, I believe. And that was like a full-on podcast management client. So October 2022 was when I landed the first client, or sorry, that's when I did the program. And then January 2023 would be when I had the first podcast management client. And then I was still working with the virtual assistant client. And then from there, I quickly got two more additional podcast management clients. And then that kind of led me up until I, throughout that year, and I was kind of focusing on different projects, one-off projects that I would do for editing, subcontracting, things like that, just to keep it going and keep building my skills. And then I actually had a son, another baby boy. He's 9 months now. His name's Milo, but I had him in October of 2023. And so prepping for that maternity leave was really interesting and just kind of seeing, you know, how am I going to do this? How am I going to take this time off? Am I going to, you know, subcontract out my own packages to people so that they can help me? Are these clients going to want to batch record so I can work ahead? It was just kind of really figuring that all out. And again, blessing in disguise, I actually had two of those clients decided to take pauses on their podcast before I even mentioned, you know, any talks of maternity leave. So it just kind of happened on its own again. And I actually didn't even have any clients at the time of my maternity leave. So I had 3 full months without any worries of when I needed to come back, no pressures to come back. It was kind of on my own terms and when I was ready to jump back in, wow. Which was super awesome. And again, something I'm so grateful for at the time. Obviously, I was very upset because I'm like, oh my gosh, I lost all my clients, you know, just like that. But again, it all works out. And yeah. It's really easy to get frustrated and, you know, feel like you're not being successful. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was everything I needed. So
yeah. When you found your podcast clients, what kind of routes were you taking to land these clients?
Yeah, back at the beginning of starting as a podcast manager, I landed clients through a job board that was in the program I was in. They would post on there. And then I was active in Facebook groups at that time as far as networking and trying to find clients there. And then I kind of shifted more from Facebook onto Instagram. And I was just, you know, finding podcasters, connecting with them, building a relationship with them, and found some clients through there as well. And then referrals. Referrals were a big one for me. And especially now at the point where I'm at my business, I have, you know, the experience under my belt. I have clients I've worked with, and I've received several referrals from different clients for new clients. So that's been really awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you went on maternity leave in October and took a full 3 months off. Talk to me about like making that decision, how you were able to make that decision. Like, I mean, I can just imagine how I would feel if I would take 3 months off from my business and not do anything. Like the thoughts in my head, even trying to fathom that, would be like, what am I going to do when I come back? Like, will anyone want to hire me at that point? Like, how long is it going to take to build back up? Can I build back up if I stop? What was going through your mind and how did you settle on your decision?
Yeah. So I think what was helpful is having those clients be taking breaks at that time. It really just didn't give me an option. So working within what I had is really what I did. And I was scared. Those were my fears, was that, you know, am I going to lose my momentum? Am I going to have a hard time getting back into things? Am I going to be able to find clients? And all those different kinds of things, you know, came to the front of my mind. And unlike the old me, the new me, I guess if you would say, just, you know, being through this cycle already once before, I just told myself, you know, things are going to work out how they're supposed to. It was a much needed break in my point of view from me. And, you know, Milo is our plans to be our last baby. And so I really, you know, was torn before everything happened with the maternity leave. I'm really wanting to have that time with him, not be distracted by a business, not be my plate so overfilled that I couldn't focus on the time with him. And so I really, you know, just said, this is what's meant to be. And, you know, I get all this undivided time with him, and thank God, because I don't know about your kids last winter, but the sicknesses were unreal around here.
I was at the doctor's office, I kid you, once a week for a kid, once a week. And then because Charlie was born in May, so just a few months prior, I was literally sometimes at the doctor's office the winter when I was pregnant with Charlie twice. I was at a doctor's twice a week because of the three other kids I had. Plus I was on fifth C-section. I had like a sonogram every freaking week. And just, it was insane.
Yeah. So sicknesses in this house were bonkers. They were sick every week. I have never seen my children so sick, just not like crazy sick, but you know, sick.
Yeah.
Bringing a newborn into that environment was just stressful on itself. And I just could not have imagined having a business and clients to take care of. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have been giving them the top-notch service that they deserve and that I want to give them. So all in all, you know, it was a great, great timing for that to happen. And, you know, when January hit, so I was off, he was born October 28th. So I was off November, December, and the middle of January is when I started reconnecting with the one virtual assistant client I still have. We reconnected and started back work. And then that's when I started to kind of see, you know, how much can I take on? How many clients do I have time for? What, how many hours a week do I want to work? And just kind of figured that out, the logistical side. And then that's when I started getting back into the networking and, you know, showing my services were available, different things like that. And that's where it just kind of slowly, naturally picked back up.
So, okay. I love what you did. You started with the logistics. Some people, this is so easily overlooked, but I think it is such an important step and also a very sobering step to be like, okay, I just need three clients. I just need five clients, whatever it is. Cause I know for me, when it comes to think about income goals, or when I talk to a lot of people that are wanting to get started and they say the amount of money they need to make a month, whether it's 2000, 4000, 5000, 10000, whatever, that number seems so huge. But when you break it down into, okay, how many hours do you have to work a week? Okay, how many clients can you realistically take on then to fill those hours? And when you break it down to, oh, okay, now you really just need three to four or whatever that number is, clients, you can focus on that smaller handful of people you need to work with than the huge income goal number. And it, to me, it just seems so much more tangible and concrete, and my mind can focus on three to four versus whatever that big number is.
Right. And I mean, thankfully for us and, you know, my family situation is we're not, you know, relying on that income or like getting back into it and having that income. Obviously the money is great. You know, we can do things with that. But even my husband, you know, said there's no pressure for you to get back into it and just kind of, you know, go when you're ready. So I just kind of focused on landing one client at a time. Let's start with one. Let's see how that works for time management and, you know, having all the kids and everything. And just kind of working from there. So it just kind of naturally progressed and it was really a pressure-free environment.
Did you ever think like, maybe I just won't go back?
It's not that I didn't want to come back. It's that I was scared. I had like those limiting beliefs and that imposter syndrome again. Like when you first started your business, it was back. It said, hi, I'm back.
And hey. Yeah,
so it was never that I didn't want to, but I definitely was concerned that I was going to get defeated very easily, you know, mentally, and that I was going to give up. But I'm happy, obviously, to say that I didn't. So,
yeah. So then talk us through diving back in after maternity leave. How long did it take to ramp back up? Are you at a spot now where you're like, I'm booked out? Are you taking on more clients? What does that look like?
Yeah. So I am currently still taking on clients. I have availability for them. I have the one virtual assistant client still that I had mentioned before. And then I just helped launch a new podcast, which did incredible for her launch. She's already at like 10,000 downloads, which is incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's only been a month of her podcast. So
wow. Yeah,
super awesome. She's great to work with. I've learned, you know, so much with her. We've kind of expanded my services into like video editing and different things like that as well. So that's been awesome. And then I'm about to be onboarding another client for management. And then in between that timeframe, I had one short-term subcontracting project as well. So the subcontracting project really came in at a time to kind of get those feet wet again and get kind of back into the rhythm. And that was for a fellow podcast manager as well. So it just kind of, it all worked out.
Hey there, real quick interruption from me, Michaela Quinn. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that you knew that we just added a 12-month payment plan to our program, the Live Free Academy. You can enroll and get started today for just $147. If you go to go.michaelaquinn.com or just head to the show notes on this episode, we've got it linked there as well. You can read all the details and click one of the buttons to go enroll. And on there, you'll see the 12-month payment plan option. When you choose the 12-month payment plan option, you get the entire course the second you enroll. We don't hold anything back because you're on a payment plan. You'll get access to the How to Build Your Business from Start to Finish course, skills training, the job leads board, the coaching calls, the student community Facebook group, and everything else that is a part of the Live Free Academy program so that you can get started freelancing and land your first client in 30 days, 60 days, however long it takes you to go through the course and then start implementing. Again, you can see all the details at go.michaelaquinn.com/academy or head to the show notes and click the link there. All right, back to the show. Yeah. What did you find? Like, what is your happy number? Your ideal, like, these are the hours I want to be working with three young kids. Because your oldest, you said, is five?
Five and a half. Yeah. So she's starting kindergarten next week. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I know. She's going to do so good. She's such a social little thing that she's going to have no problems, but I am going to have all the problems.
I'm like tearing up just thinking of it. Thomas goes to kindergarten next year.
Yeah.
And I'm already not okay.
No, I'm just like, how am I going to get through this? But she'll be okay. It'll all be okay. So she starts kindergarten and then my 3.5-year-old's going to preschool 2 days a week. And then I have the baby. So I'm still kind of figuring out, you know, where's the happy medium at? So with the couple clients I have now, I'm thinking that I have room to onboard one more full podcast management client. And then I think at that point, my table or my plate's going to be full. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably working about 15, 20 hours a week. And at this point, I still do the naptime hustle in the afternoons, and then I work in the evenings quite a bit, and then some on the weekends. But, you know, honestly, it doesn't feel like work when you're doing something you like. It's a good escape most days for me. So,
yeah. So 15 to 20 hours, and you do that all working the naptime hustle, odd hours when you don't have to rely on childcare to run your business.
Right. Yep.
You get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really incredible. I try to be present when I'm here. There are times where, you know, I have to work when they're just hanging out, running amok in the house, making a mess, but I'm like, I'll deal with that later. And they've been really, you know, adaptable to that. If I tell them I have, you know, a couple things I need to get done, they're usually pretty good as long as, you know, I give them attention afterwards. So.
Yeah. So how did you battle the mindset hurdle of like coming back? Because you said one thing you were worried about is not giving up and like not feeling defeated too fast. Mm-hmm.
I think it just really comes from having been through this kind of ebb and flow already in my business. You know, when I was a virtual assistant, I had the same kind of thing happen where I was just really struggling to find clients I didn't have. I just had one at that moment. And I was just really on the struggle bus. And then it just like that, within a week, I had three more clients. So it's just, I tried to remember, you know, it is an ebb and flow with the business and there's going to be downtimes. There's going to be things that happen really quick and changes happen really quick. And so you just got to be adaptable and flexible and willing to work through those challenges.
Yeah. Something you said that I want to talk about and maybe unpack is you said, you know, you had one client and were struggling and then like that, others come in. Mm-hmm. That didn't just happen out of nowhere though. Like, what were you doing to make that happen?
I think at that time, and you know, during the podcast management time too, I was just continuing to be active, whether that be networking, you know, back then it was in Facebook groups. This time it's on Instagram. And I'm not like, if you go to my Instagram profile, it's not as super active. Like I don't post every day. I'm on there every day. I'm scrolling every day. I'm just not a very like extroverted, outgoing person. So like creating content is literally draining for me. And so I don't even do that. And it's been successful without it. So I think just making those genuine connections with people and those relationships, and that's what's going to be, you know, how they're going to come back to you. They're going to remember you. And even if they're not who you're going to work with, they know somebody who knows somebody that needs you. So it's just really creating your network.
Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. Are you comfortable sharing kind of like what you're able to bring in as a stay-at-home mom working 15 to 20 hours as a podcast manager kind of each month?
So in general, my packages range from about like $500 to $600 all the way up to like $1,300, $1,400, depending on what they need. And I would say most people fall in that middle package range, which is around like $900, $1,000. And so with the podcast management side of it, you know, if I can get 2 to 3 of those clients at that, that's going to equal around $3,000 before taxes, obviously. And then with the other client I'm on, that VA client, you know, she's an hourly client and that's bringing in about, at this time, about like $400 or $500 a month. So it really just depends on, you know, the services, what they're looking for, but ranging, you know, depending how many clients I have, between, you know, $2,000, $3,000 a month before taxes. So it's in my position where the money isn't necessarily my driving factor. It's a really good bonus. Yeah. But outside of, you know, the income piece, it's just really helped my mental health and giving me kind of that break that I need every day that you don't get when you work or you stay at home. So
do you find that you get overwhelmed then balancing both like the stay-at-home mom life and the working at home mom life of, I mean, there's just being a stay-at-home mom is a full-time job, like taking care of kids, keeping a house clean, like all of those things are exhausting in and of itself. Do you ever find you get like burnt out or overwhelmed with that? Or I don't know, maybe having the escape helps like taper that. I don't know. I'm just curious.
Yeah, it comes and goes. One thing I tell myself is that it's a season and it could be a short season or a long season. It just depends. Yeah. But like just an example, like going through the launch process with this client I just launched, there's a lot that goes into a launch. And with her, especially, we did a lot of additions to the original package and that took more time, obviously. And so during that short window, what, 4 to 6 weeks window, things were stressful. It was a lot. It was a lot happening on that end. And it was summer, so we didn't have structure. You know, we weren't in school activities and that sort of stuff. So, you know, it really just depends. It just depends on, are we a structured, you know, household? Do we have activities that are at the same time every day? Or are we just free for all and out here? So, but yeah, I think just it can definitely get overwhelming. But it's just if you have things in place and if you tell yourself, it's really a mindset thing in my point of view, and just knowing that it's not going to be like this forever and you'll get through it. So,
So Stacey, as you're kind of getting ready to send your oldest to kindergarten and your middle babe is going to preschool, right?
Yep.
What are your plans for your business this coming year, this coming fall?
Yeah. So I definitely see a lot more availability opening for my business as far as, you know, the amount of time I have to work. So I'm really hoping to bring on 1 to 2 more clients and just kind of reevaluating at that point and just seeing, you know, do I have space for more? Is there a way to create a passive income for my business so that I don't have to work as much, but I'm still generating that income? So it's just kind of evaluating and seeing, you know, once I bring on another client, okay, where am I at on my workload? Do I have room or do I need to find something else that doesn't require time? So just kind of evaluating as I go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on 3.5 full years in business so far. And I'm excited to see what year 4 brings you. And I mean, just congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having your amazing course and, you know, jumpstarting this whole process for me. Obviously, yeah. I wouldn't be here without that. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for coming back on and giving us an update and letting us see how your business has kind of evolved with your stage of life and with bringing on another baby. And I think it's just so comforting to hear from someone who has had to rebuild a couple different times that, like, it's scary. It can be nerve-wracking, but it is always possible.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
So if you guys haven't been through that process yet, like Stacy said, one thing that helped her was just having been through it before, knowing that, okay, I've done it before, I can do it again. If you haven't done that, borrow her experience and start your business and let that kind of guide you to show you that it's possible. If you're at a stage where maybe you're wanting to get started, but you're scared of, like, can I rely on my income? Things happen, but you can always rebuild. And or if you're at a stage where maybe clients left and it's been out of your control, it wasn't your choice, you can rebuild and you will rebuild and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't give up. Keep pursuing through it and you'll find where you're meant to be for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. Where can we find you? If anyone wants to come hang out, come follow along and kind of see what it looks like to be a podcast manager and all that.
Yeah. So I said I'm not a creative person, but I actually just built my own website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was a project and I'm proud of it. So you can find more about me on hellostacyhanson.com. And then if you want to connect with me on a personal level or, you know, business level and chat through anything, if you just want to say hi or you need some inspiration or motivation, I'm on Instagram at Stacy Hansen LLC _podcast manager.
Yeah. And we'll link to those in the show notes in the description. So you can click that out and go find Stacy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for hopping on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.